Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn.
We're going to talk about the proposed TikTok ban in the U.S. and what it may mean for content creators. It's actually cold and I'm trying to get on the side where the wind is not blowing. So hopefully the audio is good today. The TikTok ban, we're going to talk about a few things. Today, the House of Representatives passed, it went through the House of Representatives, not law yet. It has to go through the Senate, then it has to be signed by the president. Their reasoning is national security concerns. One of the primary reasons for the proposed TikTok ban in the U.S. revolves around national security concerns. Critics argue that TikTok, owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, could potentially compromise user data and privacy as Chinese law mandates companies to cooperate with intelligence operations. And so that's not something that they like. Well, I guess any Western nation wouldn't like that, or probably any nation at all, I guess. Another issue, the data privacy issues. There are concerns about how TikTok handles user data, including personal information, browsing habits, and location data. The fear is that the data could be accessed by the Chinese government and used for targeted advertising without users' consent. And so with data privacy issues, I mean, with any of these social media platforms or any app that's on the app in the app store, whether you're using an Apple device or no matter what device you're using, Apple device, Google device, or what have you, data concerns is always an issue. Or if you're on any website, that's always an issue. These are pretty much the reasons what the politicians are saying. Executive orders. Back in, I forget what year it was, but when President Trump was in office, he issued an executive order aiming to ban TikTok in the U.S., citing national security risks. These orders were challenged in court, leading to ongoing legal battles and uncertainty about the app's future. And so now in 2024, we're back at it. The potential alternatives. Some policymakers and technology experts have suggested alternatives to an outright ban, and that's pretty much what they're trying to do, unless it's sold to a U.S. company. Yeah, forcing TikTok to sell its U.S. operations to a domestic company to alleviate security concerns while allowing content creators to continue using the platform. If I'm not mistaken, the data from TikTok already is on Oracle servers. If I'm not mistaken, you can double check that for me. The impact on content creators, a ban on TikTok would significantly affect content creators who rely on the platform for audience engagement, brand partnerships, and monetization. Many creators have built large followings and their careers through TikTok, and losing access to the platform could disrupt their livelihoods. And that's a big issue with some people. But I also think, as a content creator, and this is something that I always talk about, you should always diversify. You should never be relying on one social media platform to distribute your content out because of things like this. You know, they always say don't put all your eggs in one basket. So diversifying where you put your content, that should be at the forefront of everything that you do. Now, let's say if you started on TikTok and you're just on TikTok, now moving to a different platform, you're probably not going to get that boost that TikTok gave you from the beginning to grow your platform. Over time, if you distribute the content properly and the content is good, platform will grow. You should always diversify as a content creator. TikTok, though, as far as monetization, it offers various monetization options for content creators. It has a creators fund. You can use brand partnerships. It has the live stream gifts. Ban would eliminate these revenue streams for creators, forcing them to find alternative platforms or sources of income. It's kind of what we hinted on a little bit, but that's why you don't rely on one platform. That's what I mean. It's exactly what I said previously about putting all your eggs in one basket. Migrating to other platforms. In the event of a TikTok ban, content creators may migrate to other social media platforms such as Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, which you should be doing anyway, to continue reaching their audience and generating income. However, it may be challenging to replicate the success and reach what you've done on TikTok, what I just said. The loss of community and audience. TikTok has a unique culture and community that content creators may struggle to replicate elsewhere. A ban will not only disrupt creators' ability to produce content, but also sever their connections with followers and fellow creators built over time on the platform. For the life of me, I don't understand why people would only use one platform. That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. You should always be building elsewhere. Always, always, always. And I've said that like 3 times, and I can say it 15 more times. If you're growing a platform, use more than one platform. Use more than one social media app to get your content out. You don't want this to happen to you. One of the things also, the impact on influencer marketing. TikTok has become a significant platform for influencer marketing, with brands collaborating with creators to reach the target audiences. A ban would disrupt these partnerships and force brands to reallocate their marketing budgets to other platforms. So this is going to affect, this would affect, if the ban in the U.S. would happen, it would affect a lot of small businesses. A lot of corporate businesses also allocate money on TikTok, but a lot of small business would be affected. So the uncertainty and the adaptation surrounding a potential TikTok ban leaves content creators in limbo, unsure of their future on the platform. Many creators already explore alternative platforms, as you should, and diversify their online presence to mitigate the impact of a potential ban. However, the sudden loss of TikTok still could have significant repercussions for the careers and income streams. 100% make darn sure that I would have something more than just TikTok. But do I think the ban will happen? Here's my opinion on that. When I really, really think about it, there's a couple of things here. A ban could happen. I believe TikTok made about $16 billion last year or something to the effects of that. And that's going to be money lost for a lot of Americans. That's not what America does. America doesn't do that. I just don't see it. I don't see it where there's an outright ban and you're not going to have TikTok on your phone. I don't ever see that happening, because it produces money. It's a job creator. You don't just throw that away because of the what you perceive another government is doing. I think it's something bigger than this. I think it's something bigger. Could they still force the sale? Could they still sell? Absolutely. They could 100% sell. Could it still be under Chinese control? Yeah, they could sell a percentage of it and still control a percentage of the app. So I just don't think that is feasible. I just don't think it's going to be an outright ban, and we're not going to have access to the platform. Now, all the other in-between stuff, the sale and all of that stuff, yeah, that could happen. Does the Chinese government, I believe the owners, ByteDance, yeah, they could sell, because remember, if you remember a few years back, Meta tried to buy TikTok, and I believe the government, I believe this was under the Trump administration, if I'm not mistaken, I believe they shot it down. They shot it down. They didn't want it to happen because they thought it was going to be a monopoly and all of that stuff. And so now you got the former Treasury Secretary under the Trump organization trying to put a group together to purchase TikTok. All righty. Like I said, I think it have. I just don't think we're not going to be able to use TikTok, because it makes too much money, and the potential of it to make more and to grow and innovate and that type of thing. I just don't think we're not going to be able, we're going to be banned from using. I don't think that's ever happened. If I'm wrong, come on here and let me know. Now, I'm not saying that there's going to be a ban and this and that. Americans don't throw money away, especially if there's something that's going to benefit corporate America, or there's going to be something that benefit billionaires. They don't throw money away. Nobody's throwing money away. I don't think there's going to be an outright ban, and we're never going to be able to use the platform. I don't see that happening. I just don't see that happen. If it happens, hey, feel free to come on here and tell me I was wrong and all that stuff. I'll agree with you, but I don't see that happening. And so that's kind of my take on the TikTok ban in the U.S. I hope something gets worked out, and I think it will. I just don't see them throwing away money. I don't see it. Too much money being made. As content creators, just make sure that you diversify. Make sure that you have other ways to generate income instead of depending on a platform. Never just depend on the platform. There's so much you can do, especially when you build up enough following. There's so much that you can do, such as brand partnerships, such as selling your own products, ebooks and courses and things like that, whatever it is you want to sell, or even physical products. And another thing, the TikTok shop is blowing up is another way that creators are making money. And like I said, I just don't see it to where users won't be able in the U.S. to use the platform. I don't see them throwing away money like that, especially after COVID and all of that. I don't see it happening. I don't see that part happening. I can see a sale. I can see all of that behind the room, dark alley stuff. It's crazy to me how every politician agreed on that. Man, that was a bird. Scared the crap out of me. I just don't see how all the politicians, with all the problems that we have in the U.S., all the problems that we have in the world, all the problems that could be handled, every politician in the House of Representatives, almost, if not all of them, the majority of them, agreed upon this. I kind of got my deeper opinions about it, but I won't go into that. As a content creator, make sure that you are diversifying, and you don't have to worry about a TikTok ban, an Instagram ban, or any ban. So you want to control your own destiny, and I'm a firm believer in that, and controlling your content the best you can as well. Just wanted to give my 2 cents about that. This is probably not the best video. I'm sitting behind this one of these containers. If you got any questions or comments or whatever, hey, put them in the comment section and we'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.